Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Liz and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. We'd like to get your opinions.
Okay.
Now, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, newspaper,
no.
advertising agency, or volunteer on political campaign?
No.
Okay. As you're aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you're going to vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? I'm definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, or not very likely to vote.
I'll probably vote.
Okay, thank you. With which political party are you registered, Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you. What is your main racial background?
White.
Thank you. And your age between 18, 35, 36, 45, 46, 55, 56 to 65 or over 65?
56 to 65.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction or on the wrong direction?
No, it's okay here.
Okay. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Corruption, local government, in local government. Floating, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency. Traffic and congestion, inflation and cost of living, cost of things like groceries and gas, housing and proper insurance costs, quality of life, like growth and overdevelopment, or crime and neighborhood safety.
Got all of them.
Which one
between
is the
traffic,
most important?
Traffic, insurance, house, insurance costs.
Okay, which one would you say is the one thing that if you had to choose?
What is it? What was the one about insurance?
Housing and proper insurance costs.
Yeah, that one.
Okay, thank you. Although it's a nonpartisan election, if the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Or definitely vote for the Republican. Probably
no,
vote.
I'll definitely vote for the Democrat. I won't vote for a Republican.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Can you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, just say so. First one is Raquel Regalado.
I don't like her.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very.
Okay. Cindy Lerner. Lerner.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. And Richard Prashnik.
I don't know him.
Thank you. Now, you're going to be asked for a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County and County Commission. If the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Daniela Levin-Cava, Manny Cid, or Alexander Otuola?
No, I'd vote for Cava again. She's a Democrat, right?
Thank you. And would you say that you're definitely voting for, or probably voting for Daniela Levin-Cava?
No, I'm going to definitely vote for her.
Thank you. Now, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Prashnik?
No, I'd vote for Cindy Lerner.
Thank you. And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy Lerner?
Probably.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in the county government?
I don't know. That I can't answer.
Okay. On a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levin-Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks, and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes would be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or
no? Is that going to be on the ballot?
Yes.
No, I wouldn't vote for that. I'd vote no.
Okay, probably vote no or definitely.
Definitely.
No.
Definitely.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a series of statements about our
Raquel Regalado. Do you have a lot more questions? How many more questions do you have?
Maybe six more minutes.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to read you a list of series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please tell me if you will be more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado.
I'm not going to vote for her, so you can just put, I'm not going to vote for her on every single question. I don't like her.
Or if it makes no difference.
You don't even bother asking me the question. I don't like that woman.
Yeah, but I still ask her.
Is she a Republican? Is she a Republican?
It doesn't say, ma'am. It doesn't say.
Yeah.
So
I don't like her.
Okay.
She's been around a long time.
And then you can tell me if you're not going to. I still need to go through the survey.
Okay.
And you
go
can
ahead.
Just tell me.
Go ahead.
Raquel Regalado believes that the key to successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investments in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underline, and ride shares options. Would you say less likely? Much less likely, much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely, or no difference?
No, I'm not going to vote for her. Definitely not.
Okay. As the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to Miami-Dade County, a better place for people for all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism decal safety program with police and funded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents of the autism spectrum. No difference.
I'm not going to vote for her.
Okay. Raquel Regalado served in Miami-Dade County School Board member for two terms, now as the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission. Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants for affordable housing and pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. No difference?
No.
Okay. As the county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Lane, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats. No difference?
Nope.
Okay. Currently, several Cuban American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same.
I don't know. That I can't answer.
Okay.
I don't know anything about her father. I know he was somebody, but I don't know anything about him.
Okay, so would that make you less likely to vote? Or
probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the
basics. This sounds like a commercial for her. Are there any questions about anybody else? Because it's like you're telling me how great she is.
Yes, the next series of questions are for someone else. As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it's fixing our parks, football,
and
sidewalks.
I'm not going to vote for her. I'm not going to vote for her. It would not make me, no matter what you say, I would never vote for that woman.
Okay, and the last one is, Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted protection for renters, and increased the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from the $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiency to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable. Okay.
Okay.
Now I'm going to read you a list of series of statements about Cindy Lerner. Again, just
yeah, but you know what? This is we've been on the phone 11 minutes and 22. Just, you know what? I'm going to vote for Cindy Lerner. So if that helps you. You don't have to ask me all these questions. It's not going to change my mind. I won't vote for Regalado, and I don't know the other person, so I'm going to vote for Cindy Lerner. Whose seat is that? Is she running against Regalado, Cindy Lerner?
It seems like it, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for her. So you can just...
But, yes, I still need you to tell me if you will be much more likely or somewhat more likely to vote for her after each statement.
I can't be on the phone with you for 20 minutes. I can't.
Okay. When is the best time to call you back?
Huh?
Okay. I can call back then. Another day.
I'm sorry.
To finish.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.